Senate moves ahead with bill to fund ICE, Border Patrol. The Senate moved forward on June 3 with legislation that would provide funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol. The vote was 53-46. The push was made after Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announced Tuesday that the Trump administration would abandon plans for a proposed $1.8 billion compensation fund for individuals claiming harm by the federal government. Blanche's announcement appeared to clear a major obstacle for Senate Republicans, who now believe they have the votes needed to advance a narrower $72 billion reconciliation package focused on funding ICE and Border Patrol. The compensation fund had sparked strong bipartisan opposition, with several Republican senators previously signaling they would not support the legislation while the proposal remained under consideration. On Wednesday, Senate Republicans released updated legislative text that also formally removed $1 billion in funding tied to President Donald Trump's ballroom project and White House security updates. The bill would provide funding for ICE and Border Patrol through the end of Trump's current term on January 20, 2029. Republicans scheduled an initial procedural vote on the measure for approximately 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, shortly after unveiling the revised legislative language. Despite the administration's decision to drop the compensation fund, some Republican senators continue to express concerns about the Justice Department's proposed anti-weaponization fund. Several lawmakers indicated they plan to support amendments that would permanently eliminate the program, regardless of Blanche's assurances that the administration no longer intends to pursue it. Senate Majority Leader John Thune expressed optimism that Republicans now have enough support to advance the legislation. "We're hopeful," Thune told reporters at the Capitol, adding that he's keeping fingers crossed. Thune said Blanche's assurances were extremely helpful. Still, Senator Tom Tillis said he intends to introduce an amendment to ensure the fund cannot be revived in the future. "I think even DOJ knows that this was a bad idea, and what we need to do is provide finality," Tillis said. "They've said that they've quiesced the program, then why can't we just take the step of statutorily eliminate the question, so that a future decision to reopen it is eliminated?" Tillis told reporters he supports the premise of the bill. "I would not do anything that would undermine the privilege of this reconciliation, and there are corrosive amendments that people can ultimately do that, even if I like the policy. We need to fund DHS," he said. Senator Roger Marshall did not rule out supporting an amendment prohibiting the establishment of an anti-weaponization fund. "I think the devil's in the details, and it just would depend the framework and the guardrails around it," he told the Epoch Times. Democrats are preparing to force Republicans into a long series of politically sensitive votes during the Votorama surrounding the immigration enforcement bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said on June 3 on the Senate floor that Democrats will use the Votorama to put Republicans on record on the cost of living, tariffs, the conduct of immigration agents, and the war with Iran. "Republicans are fighting for Trump," Schumer said. "Democrats are fighting for the American people." Schumer also said there would be an amendment to block the setup of an anti-weaponization fund. Trump wanted a bill to fund ICE and Border Patrol by June 1, but backlash against the fund resulted in members of Congress failing to do so before leaving for Memorial Day recess.